Good morning. I can't believe it's 6 sleeps for Christmas. I'm so excited. So seeing as we have our Christmas service this morning, I'm going to be looking at the Christmas story. So I'm going to read the first part of the Christmas story to you now from Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. So while I was reading the Christmas story, I came up with 4 questions which I was wondering about, which has been put beautifully into an Advent calendar for me. Oh, there it is, lovely. So my first question is, why Bethlehem? So you can imagine now, Joseph has got up to go to Bethlehem because he needs to register in the census, but everyone, you can imagine everybody in the country up and leaving to their hometown. Imagine if that happened now, like the chaos of the traffic that would happen now and everyone was up and leaving. And it would have been just mad. And they probably wouldn't have been, Mary and Joseph wouldn't have been the only people in Bethlehem not to get a room that night. So they were probably very glad to just have a place for themselves, to be able to have a baby. So, and the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem was about 80 miles, which is quite a way. So for Mary, that pregnant and on a donkey, this would have been a bit awful for Mary. And I was wondering, like, God could have put his son anywhere he wanted, and Mary and Joseph didn't live in Bethlehem. It was quite, like, unusual. They, you know, they'd gone there to visit and register in the centre. So why did God choose Bethlehem? The first reason that God chose Bethlehem, because it had been prophesied. In the Old Testament, it had been prophesied, which meant that God had told someone what was going to happen in the future. And so the Jews had read this, and they were waiting for a Messiah, and it had said that he'd be born in Bethlehem. And when King Herod finds out from the wise men that they'd come to worship a new king, it says he was deeply disturbed by this. And he was obviously quite threatened by the fact that it was a new king. And in Matthew, I'll just read you the verse. It says, King Herod called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, where is the Messiah supposed to be born? In Bethlehem in Judea, they said, for this is what the prophet wrote. You, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people Israel. So that was one of the reasons, because it had been prophesied and that prophecy needed to be fulfilled. The next reason was that it had been prophesied as well in the Old Testament that Jesus the Messiah would be born from a royal line of birth. And Bethlehem was the ancient hometown of King David. So the same David as David and Goliath, and the David who became king of Israel, one of the greatest kings of Israel. So my second question is, why would the Son of God, be born in this village in these kinds of surroundings? And this got me thinking about, you know, if Kate and Wills were to have a baby, here they are, Kate and Wills, if they were to have a baby, like, there would be, like, members of staff, like, put in charge of, like, arranging this whole event. Can you imagine, like, the fuss of the heir to the throne being born? And I looked up where Prince William was born, and he was born in St. Mary's Hospital in London. It looks quite a nice building. And all the royals were born there. There was, like, his brother and all his cousins and stuff. And in the middle of this list of royals, we've got Kiefer Sutherland. Got Jack Bauer. He was in with the royals. Yeah, I know. So there you go, a little fact for you. But you can see the contrast of, like, the baby Jesus coming and being born in this stable, and then, you know, the new heir to the throne, and if Kate and Wills had a baby, and what that kind of fuss would be. And a stable, would have been anything from a kind of storeroom where they would have kept resources, or like lower rooms in a house where they would have brought in animals if it had been very cold. And a manger is just where the animals would have fed from. So there would have been animals in there at some time or something like that. And all of these things just really add up to, like, God saying that Jesus has just come for, like, ordinary people. He's very ordinary and he's very accessible. And a stable doesn't know anybody's depth, is it? I mean, you know, if Kate and Wills had a baby and we were invited to Buckingham Palace, Like, I'd be so worried about, like, my outfit or, like, how to act and how I should speak to people and what the whole protocol was. But in a stable, no one needs to worry about that. It's just a stable. It's just, like, normal. And it's just, like, we all have places where we feel intimidated, don't we? And places we feel uncomfortable. And then we have places where we feel at home. And it's just so, like, amazing. Like, Jesus, as a baby, first thing he does is break down those barriers, like, straight away. And the first visitors he had were shepherds. And you can't get any more ordinary than that. Which takes me on to the next little part of the story, which is when the angel visits the shepherds. So I'll just read that out from Luke. I'm going to have a drink. Okay. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, the Messiah, the Lord has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." I like snugly. So the manger was a sign to the shepherds of who the baby was. Because in Bethlehem, Jesus probably wouldn't have been the only baby that night to be in Bethlehem. And it was obviously, it was still unusual then for a baby to be put in a manger. So the shepherds would have known, you know, kind of what they were looking for. They couldn't have just got their iPhone out and get their GPS on. But they would have known they were kind of looking for one, like a lower room or a stable. And they would, when they found a baby in the manger, they would know who he was. And for Mary and Joseph, like obviously they had been told before by Angel Gabriel that they would have this baby and how important he would be. But for these shepherds now to like come in and be saying the same thing would have been very reassuring for Mary and Joseph in this sort of strange place. So my third question was, why did the shepherds get told first? And you know when there's like big news in a like family and stuff, when someone gets engaged, if there's a pregnancy, it's like, who should tell first? And oh, it's big news. And the shepherds, it's not like they knew the family, is it? Or they were like friends of the family. And again, God could have chosen like anybody to tell first. But it was just another confirmation of like the ordinary. Jesus is coming from for the ordinary, and no one's excluded. And it's also a reminder of King David again, the ancient, like the royal line of birth. And because Samuel, when he, in the Old Testament, when Samuel went looking for a king among Jesse's sons, he brought David in, who was a young shepherd boy. He brought him in from the fields and said, "Yeah, you're my king." But in the New Testament now, we have these shepherds being brought in from the fields to worship a new king. And the angel says to the shepherds, he comes in all his radiance and glory, and he says to the shepherds, "I bring you good news of great joy to everyone." It's quite a big line, isn't it? And it's just like good news of great joy to everyone. It wasn't like bad news for some people and good news for other people. It was good news for everyone of great joy. So the next visitors that Jesus has are the wise men. And it says that God spoke to them through like a star. They were astronomers, and God said, "You need to follow this star and there will be the new king who you can worship." So it says that they traveled from the east. And they were astronomers, so they knew the stars and they were well educated. And so we've got these two people groups now. We've got like the exotic, educated, and these wealthy, wise men, because they brought gifts to Jesus of like great monetary value. And then we've got like these local men working, who were looking after their animals. And God spoke to them both really clearly, both of them really clearly spoken to by God, to come and worship this new king. And when the wise men saw the star, it says they saw the star and they were filled with joy. And both like the shepherds and the wise men had like been waiting for the Messiah. They knew who he was, and they'd both been waiting for the Son of God to come. And again, I just like, it's just so, God is so inclusive. It just covers the whole spectrum. You've got like, yeah, this, the whole spectrum of people groups, these rich wise men to these local working, you know, boys in the field. So my last question then is, what is the good news that the angel brings?
So, in a nutshell, the good news from the angel is that there's a baby that's been born who is the saviour of the world. Big news, okay? And I love the line. It says, Mary stored up all these things in her heart and thought about them often. So she was far from home. She travelled. She was probably tired from the travelling and the giving birth. And she was probably like emotional and adjusting to life of a new baby, her first new baby. And to have these strangers coming in and saying such huge, mysterious things about your tiny baby, like the wise men brought her gifts for the baby. These were gifts for a king. These weren't gifts for a baby. You wouldn't turn up to a baby shower with these gifts. And it just tells us that the wise men really knew who the baby was. They really knew the importance of the baby. And they knew that he was the Messiah that they'd been waiting for. And they knew that he was going to grow up and he was going to die because they brought him gifts. And the gifts were burial spices. It was gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So they were obviously like, they knew what he was going to do. This was like a thing for the future. And they knew he would die willingly for people to be able to go to heaven. And Jesus came as a baby in the manger because he knew there was so much more for us. Because we've become like separate from God, and that's because like no one is perfect and we all do things wrong. And Jesus came as God's son because he knew how great it was to be in relationship with God. He was in relationship with God and he knew how good it was. And like he knew how good God was, and he knew that God has all these things for us. Like this, he has such love for us, and he has peace for us, and he's so wise, and he gives us purpose in life. And Jesus came to earth to just demonstrate that he knows how we work and he knows how we live, and he came and he walked among us just to be like, I know what you're doing. I know how you work. I've done it too. And Jesus came to bring people and God back together so we can have all of those good things that God has for us. We can have this love and this peace and this, you know, like purpose in life. And he did it because he wants us to have the best. And this is the best for us that Jesus brought. And I remember when I was little, and I remember asking my mum, why do I have to go to school? And why do I have to get up? And why do I have to wear my uniform? And why do I have to do this? And I remember thinking, like, if I need to grow up and have a family of my own as well, like, why should I be motivated? Like, if I'm going to do that again, you know, like if that's just going to continue. And like having a family is brilliant and from God and everything. But like, I remember just thinking like, why is this the thing that happens? And there just like came a time in my life where like, something just clicked. And I thought, God is so real. And like, I just knew God was real, and I didn't really know what to do with that. So I asked around with people that I knew that believed in God, and Matthew invited me to an Alpha course here. And on the Alpha course, it just explained just how I was feeling. And like, it was the first time I'd ever prayed to Jesus as God, like God that was my God and a God that I believed in. And it was just like, I really wanted God to be involved in what I was doing, and I really wanted to be involved in what he was doing. And I just really wanted to like turn from like my way of doing things and just say like, yeah, I just want God's plan for me. Like it just sounded so much better than like my plans. And just as God has a plan over Mary's life and her baby's life, I just realized that God has a plan for me. And it was just, and he's just with me every step of the way of that plan. And we just don't want to miss what the manger's pointing at. Like the baby in it is like the savior of the world. And he's like the king, and he's just come for us all. He's come for everyone. And this is why we celebrate at Christmas. And like this is why we get together as families and give presents and have food. It's because of this great news that Jesus has come, and the angel is telling the shepherds that this baby has come, and he's the savior of the world, and he's come for you. So if you like believe Jesus came as a baby, and if you want him to be involved in your life as well, like I'm just going to pray now. And you can pray with me. And so I'm just going to pray now. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for coming as a baby into the world at Christmas. And I just really thank you that you died on the cross for me. Please forgive me for all the things I've done wrong. and I choose to follow you now with my life. And Lord, please let me know of your love today and your peace and all the good things that you have for me. Amen. So that was a prayer that I prayed on Alpha, and it just really knew all those good things that God had for me after that, that love and that peace and that purpose in life. So if you prayed that prayer, I've got some books for you if you would like. And also, we're going to be doing an Alpha course in the new year. So if you have like any questions, like I just find it a really good space to be able to like just have questions and just like take it all in. So if you would like to come, we're running them in the new year, and you've got cards in your welcome packs, or there's some cards at the front. So you've got your Alpha cards, and there's all the information on there.